Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, boy. I got a couple of really good ones today for you, including this one, which might be maybe one of my new favorites. I mean, I know that there's ways to want to get out of paying for your bill. You know, sometimes you got people dine and dash. So this woman, she is apparently a very well-known in the area serial dine and dasher. So she orders her food, she eats it, and then runs away. She had a $27.55 meal, and she tried to dash. And, oof, golly, that's a pretty serious mugshot there. She tried to run away from it after. 54 years old. She was arrested in Silver Springs. It was a diner. Now, when they stopped her, she said, "Oh, my husband is Eminem, and he's going to pay the bill." That's what she said. Marion County Sheriff's Office.
The peanut Eminem?
They responded to Daryl's Dog Gone Good Diner.
Oh, that's
try to say that fast. Daryl's Doggone Good Diner. And they called the police. There was a woman there. She was not wanting to pay her bill. She had done told the manager that her husband, Mr. Eminem, the rapper, was going to pay her bill. That's what she told him. She said his name is also Marshall Mathers, is what she said. You know, to make it really look like she's in the know, I guess. Make it real legit. She was sitting at the table because she was going to leave. And she said, "No, my husband Eminem is going to pay the bill." And she apparently only had $10 in her pocket. Her bill was, $27.55. So, she had $27.55. She had ordered a soda, two entrees, and a chocolate milk. And she claimed that Eminem bought her dinner there at the diner before and that she expected him to do the same. These are her direct quotes. "Because he has unlimited money," according to the report. The diner's manager confirmed that she did not pay the previous bill. She was arrested and taken to the jail at Marion County. She has been charged with defrauding an innkeeper. That's a thing. And she's still in there. She's still in jail as of right now. She's still in the jail. So don't try to use that if you're at a diner. You know, you can't say that Eminem's your husband and you don't have to pay the bill, especially when you've been there before and you left. Welcome back. The chat's at Rumble. You can find the newsletter over at Substack, all that good stuff. So let's talk about drivers and people who are driving giant trucks who are not in the country legally, because that's what we're dealing with here. So, again, why that alien spacecraft doesn't want to visit us, because they're like, "Do you see their drivers?" So a number of truck drivers are sounding the alarm about the insane amount of non-English speaking commercial drivers that are on the road. And they said it's when you think of the staggering number, it seems pretty terrifying. So one of them described it as Mad Max on the highways. And we know that, you know, we've had a handful of accidents so far, some which have been fatal, in which you have people who are not residents, they're not citizens of the United States, and yet they're able to get CDLs, which is completely against what they're supposed to be able to get for federal law. But, you know, California, Gavin Newsom, they're just handing them out like Halloween candy. I mean, apparently it's pretty easy to get your CDL in California. So we have horrible accidents. We have, you know, multiple fatalities, innocent people, all because you have illegal aliens who are driving giant trucks who have really no idea how to drive giant trucks, and they cannot understand our road signs. Case in point, this cut 29 is a trucker who not only can he not speak English, but he also cannot read the traffic signs. This is insane. Look at this.
What does that sign mean?
What sign mean? Ten things.
What does this sign mean?
Master, enter. Master. With citation.
Okay, so if you see this sign, what do you do?
Yeah, Trevor Gui. Yeah, Trevor Gui. Must.
Number 35, what is this sign?
Oh, two people. Maybe girl. Maybe woman.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah, what does that sign mean?
Yeah, two people.
Two people doing what?
Walk.
They're walking?
Yeah, two people are walking.
Could it be pedestrians?
No, Kane, don't tell him. He has no idea even what it is. He has no clue what it is. Oh, could it be pedestrians? Or could it be, they don't know. He doesn't know because he has no idea what this means. How in the world are you driving a giant truck, right? I mean, my husband won't even let me get a Dodge Demon because he says I'll wrap it around the tree. But these blinkers can go and they can just get a CDL out in California and drive a big old truck around and not even read the road signs. Who do you think is more dangerous out there? Illegal alien who can't read the road signs or speak English or Dana in a Dodge Demon. Shut up, Kane.
I was going to answer the obvious one, clearly.
The illegal aliens.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Exactly correct. That's, yeah. That's the right way to answer it. You don't know what these
are. Those vehicles are so heavy. I mean, you can't even brake in time for anything.
Wouldn't you be terrified? Okay, I just imagine this. Imagine you're going over to like Germany, the Autobahn, and you got to drive a giant rig in Germany, and you can't speak German. You have no idea what the heck anything means besides Ashtung. You don't know. Do you feel comfortable driving? I mean, where do people get the audacity to be like, oh yeah, I can handle this. This is okay.
Right.
Gonna do it.
I think they drive on the right side of the road or the left side of the road there. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, not every that alone, country.
Even if I knew the signs, I'd still be like, eh, a little sketchy. I want some more practice before I get out there.
I want to be able to like read the road signs before I drive this giant multi-ton truck. But this is what California's doing. So I got an idea. If California could just go and get CDLs, why can't we all just go and give out CHLs? Saying.
There we go.
Right? Or CCLs. You got to get a CHL anyway there. Steve gives my favorite comment of the day. He says, in Slack, Steve said he's scared of normal talented truck drivers. The normal talented ones scare you?
Well, just you ever been on when you're in the right lane and then they're in the left lane and you get in the blind spot and you're like, I don't know if I should speed up, slow down, freak out. I just panic.
I feel it. I mean, one of my worst car accidents ever was because of a careless, gigantic semi.
And what the scariest accident I've ever been in was on Interstate 55 going near South County in St. Louis, Missouri. And we got hit by a semi and we spun across three lanes of highway. Thankfully, we went towards the median and not off the ravine, but that was pretty scary, and I was in the front seat. Seatbelt saved my life. I would have been launched through the windshield.
Yeah, and that dude was an American, could speak English and read signs the whole nine.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I still think, you know, if California's just going to be handing out licenses to people, then I think we should just be able to give CCLs out to everybody. Give them a concealed handgun license. If that's what California wants to do, then and it affects all of us, they can give out license. They don't have any reciprocity with firearm licenses, but they can give out commercial driver's license like Halloween candy. So, okay, well, let's just go ahead and give out everybody in California a CCL. Two can play that game. Screw the laws. It's just going to be total chaos. Let's do it. I'm all for it. I'm done. I'm at that point. I mean, for crying out loud, I'm sincerely praying for a space rock to obliterate us. So this is nothing to me. Let's just do it. I'm so tired of this. What happens when this is why somebody's governor affects you. This is why a gubernatorial race in a state that's not yours affects you. Because they're giving out licenses to illegal drivers who are killing people on highways in your state. An illegal alien driver was driving a giant rig with an illegally begot his commercial CDL that California gave him in a complete conflict with federal law, and they killed people in Florida. You know, you have others kill people in Canada. I mean, come on. So if this is why these races are important, even though you don't live in that state, because this type of stuff happens, He doesn't have any room to lecture anybody on this stuff. Not anybody. And it just, it's so frustrating. So yeah, why can't we just go and give them, what other stuff can they not do out there that we can do? I mean, like pretty much anything, really. It's infuriating. But there are these stories, all these truckers are saying that you would be shocked at the number of these drivers who come across other drivers and they're like, they're not proficient in English. They can't read our road signs. They can't, you know, nothing. In fact, one of the largest refrigerated trucking companies told the Washington Times that non-English speaking drivers regularly pull into their warehouses. And they said that they'll pull in, they'll pick something up. There'll be two, three truckers, two drivers in a truck. Two or three of them speak no English, not even a word. Maybe one speaks very bad, broken English, and they still don't understand. They said, so obviously, you can, you know, it's concerning because they're sharing roads with people. That's, you know. Now, Lorraine noted, too, the DMV was helping people cheat on their CDL tests. This was a CBS story. This is terrifying. Why can't they? If you're going to do something helpful in terms of people cheating and skirting the system, do it with taxes, for crying out loud. New York prosecutors apparently arrested seven people this last time. Their earlier sweep netted more because of cheating to acquire these licenses. You have to pass a written test, but what they were doing was selling grades at Garden City DMV in Nassau County. I mean, you could pay up to $3,000 for a woman to take the written test. And every time she went to take it, she would dress as somebody else. So she even wore a fake mustache, according to the DA in Nassau County. A fake mustache, even. So they're selling it. It's like how they sell DoorDash accounts. You know, you can go online, and there's all kinds of places online where you can buy, like, for instance, a DoorDash account. Somebody's selling it. Somebody went and created their account, applied to work for DoorDash, did all this stuff, and then they sell the account. Someone takes the account. They start working for it, and they get the money for it. I stopped using DoorDash because one of the driver's names that I was supposed to have was named Amanda. And she just looked like, you know, regular white chick with brown hair. And the person who showed up at my door was definitely not a chick and definitely not little with brown hair. Very large person who did not speak any English. I don't know who's coming to my house at DoorDash. That's kind of a problem. And they've been in a lot of trouble for it. They were getting blasted last week online for it. But they sell them. I mean, it's not difficult to find. So they're selling people to take driver's licenses tests too. Now, they do that at a lot of these big factories. They have people that they hire that go in and they do an in-person interview with, you know, a potential employer, and then they leave, especially if it's, you know, if you're doing a factory job, then they send in a person who's here illegally and they perform that work. You can't do that with CDLs, though. It's because you're driving a giant weapon, basically. Now imagine, I mean, what if, heaven forbid, it's something caustic? You know, what if it's something that, you know, it's flammable, it's caustic, something. You get someone that doesn't speak any English, can't read road signs, or hell, what's worse, what if you just have a terrorist do it? I mean, if it's that easy to just get anybody and sell results for CDLs, and just get, you're giving everybody licenses. How is the national security on that front? That becomes a major national security issue. They're going to have Department of Transportation get involved in this. I mean, I know that they're looking at it, but they need to be out front and center on it because this is apparently a growing problem. Do you want to be on the road driving your little family on the highway with one of these people out there? And then what happens? They hit you. There's not. It's just insane. So our skin changes in subtle ways over the years, especially after having kids. Maybe your hair and your nails and your skin don't seem as strong as you'd like for them to be, but there are smart ways to support them as you maneuver through the seasons of life. Bubs Naturals Collagen Peptides offer a very powerful solution to help restore health, to your skin and your nails, reverse the signs of aging, and support your body from within. So starting in your 20s, your body produces less collagen every year. And collagen is the protein that holds everything together. It's like, you know, the glue for the body. So with Bubs, you can restore collagen levels to what your body had before when you were in your 20s. And that means stronger joints, healthier hair and nails, smoother skin, and faster recovery, especially after workouts. Bubs Naturals offers the cleanest, most effective collagen peptides made from grass-fed, pasture-raised cattle. And the powder is tasteless, it's odorless, and it dissolves instantly in your coffee, smoothie, juice, whatever you want to put it in. And it's third-party tested, NSF certified, Whole30 approved, and free of sugars or fillers. So for a limited time, get 20% off with code Dana at BubsNaturals.com. That's BUBSNaturals.com. Support the show and tell them that Dana sent you.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently, this is weird. A pregnant woman was, this is a weird story. I don't know. Because she didn't know how to look at a sonogram, she thought the image looked like her dog. And for whatever reason, people's like, exclusive story on this one. This lady could not read sonograms, and she said that her baby looked like her dog. And they did a whole story on this at People magazine. And now we're all dumber for having seen it. Moving on. We talked about the lab monkeys already. The hurricane hunters, this is crazy, who flew into the eye of Hurricane Melissa. You know, it's a Cat 5. They said that they had to turn back because the winds were so bad because of the turbulence. The U.S. Air Force Reserve's 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, known as the Hurricane Hunters, they encountered heavier than normal turbulence when they were flying into the eye of Hurricane Melissa, and they were forced to turn back. And we kept reading about the birds that were caught in the eye of it, and they couldn't get through the wind wall. But yeah, I mean, it's a Cat 5. It's not a shocking thing. Scientists discover a key biological difference between psychopaths and normal people. I don't like this headline, King. They said that psychopaths have bigger brains.
Slightly. In a certain area.
That people are going to interpret that as immediately that these people are smarter or something.
No.
And they're not.
No.
That doesn't necessarily, it's more room for crazy up there. That's what that is. That means that there's more room in there for crazy. That's, you know, that's just saying. But they said that they used magnetic imaging. They were using MRIs. And they found that a region in the forebrain, there's a specific region in the forebrain that's about 10% larger in individuals with psychopathic traits compared to people who aren't psychos. And they said that it's the subcortical forebrain region. So it's involved in motivation, decision-making, reward processing, all that good stuff. And that's apparently the thing that's a little bit bigger. That's weird. Like, why does it get that way? That's the question that I have. And I don't know. I don't like that it infers that. No. Scientists are raising this. Why? Exactly. They're growing human teeth in a lab. Now, maybe they're trying to replace, I don't know, dentures, but they're trying to figure out how to grow real biological teeth in the human jaw. So they've been growing teeth from human and mouse cells. So go ahead and book your next dentist appointment to go get your mouse teeth. Yeah, mouse teeth. That's also kind of a band, right? Stick with us. It is the folks over at Kel-Tec, a Florida-born, Florida-based, USA family, all of that company that makes some pretty neat firearms. And in fact, they have the Peacekeepers program that they're doing. It supports people who protect the communities, military, law enforcement, church security teams, school resource officers, faith-based teams, and SROs. Usually you got small concealable pistols that they rely on, and it has a limited range. And so what they do is they provide long guns to help solve that problem. And they fold up compact for discreet carry and deploy in seconds with full rifle capability. The Peacekeepers participants also get mission-ready support. So you get extra platform testing, and you get armorer training and direct Peacekeeper pricing for budget-conscious organizations. Now, it's already active, the program, and it's equipped over two dozen churches throughout the faith-based security network and every Brevard County school, a number of different schools. Rock Springs Police, they run KSG shotguns and sub 2Ks, 5.7s for SROs. Kel-Tec proudly partners with the faith-based security network, and it gives people access to all the training, all the insight, everything. If you're interested in participating in the new Peacekeepers program and getting that direct pricing as well, you can fill out the contact form at keltecweapons.com/Dana. That's KELTEC weapons.com/Dana.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion won. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Our home born native friend.
Oh. So this was a guy named J.P. Sachs. And he was singing O Canada. He decided to modify the Canadian anthem's lyrics. And so instead of singing our home on native land, instead of singing our home and native land. Oh, wow. What? That's not how it goes. By the way, they stole their land from somebody who stole their land from somebody. So whose native land really is it?
How far back do we
Yeah, how far back do you want to go? I hate this guy's haircut. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Can I just say, I don't know who JP Sachs is, but it sounds like a just like a ripoff of TJ Maxx. Like all the stuff that doesn't sell at TJ Maxx, it goes to JP Sachs. Hi, welcome into JP Sachs. Would you like a single sock? Wait, no, wait, what? No, we don't, they don't match here. You know, that's at TJ Maxx if you want matching socks. No, here at JP Sachs, you get whatever the hell we get. Here it is right here. Just throw some socks in a box and you can pick out some matching pairs. There you go. JP Sachs. Right? That's what it sounds like. I they said he's Grammy nominated. Steve, help me here. Who even is this?
I mean this literally and metaphorically. I am today years old.
And Steve is a DJ. You don't know. He doesn't even know who this guy is. And he did the thing. You know what the thing is when they're singing? Nate, he's like, holds the mic and he does like one of those like baby things that they used to do with NSYNC and Justin Timberlake back in the day. He's that guy. Ugh. What is the hair?
Back in August, he had to embarrassingly admit that his Make Yourself at Home fall tour for 2025, he had to cancel due to poor ticket sales.
Oh, he did. He did he? Oh, is that JP Sachs couldn't sell tickets?
Yeah.
Wow. He's a Canadian musician, so that might be why nobody knows who he is. But he changed the... I mean, nobody...
And these were giant venues, yeah. By the way. It's not like these were 15,000-seat venues or anything like that. These were 2,000 to 3,000-seat venues.
Oh. I mean, I think Kohl's Cash events get more people to come out than he... Oh, ooh. He apparently said that he was trying to boost sales on TikTok and he couldn't do it. He goes, I aim too high, my bad. It's when you need to stick into the parking lots of like, you know, the Sack and Safe, where tens of people can show up, you know.
Sacks and Safe.
That's right. At least he was honest. He goes, due to unforeseen circumstances, the circumstance I didn't sell enough tickets because nobody likes you. Nothing says white knighting, like literally a curly redheaded dude going out and sing and like changing the lyrics of the Canadian anthem because he's buying into the idiotic lie that all of the land that white people are on or that Americans and Europeans or whoever are on in the United States was taken from natives. Just when I hear, sorry, no, I'm not. By the way, Dana Lash, welcome. Top of the third hour. Good to be with you. The chat's at Rumble. Don't hold it against them. But it's this idea that is always promoted from the Marxist left that Native Americans, like American Indians, they knew no violence. There was no violence in American Indians. They lived like Snow White creatures. They got along with nature, you know. That's why that one commercial featured that one guy who was an Italian playing an American Indian who had a single tear because somebody threw trash on the road. Remember that PSA? Yeah. But they act like there was no violence, no fighting, that, you know, American Indians didn't even know what that was. Because they were so stupid, apparently. That's like, isn't that the intimation that when they pushed this narrative, they did no violence, they knew nothing until the evil Europeans came and they brought with them all their sin and their disease, those sinny McSinners. And they just brought all that stuff and infected these peaceful Native Americans. Steve asks if we can play the audio again. Yes, Steve, we can. Go ahead. Why not? Let's just hear his whole baby voice.
Our home, our native land.
So it's supposed to be our home and native land. And he said, sound like Cartman. Dude, diaphragm, use it. That's what his voice sounds like, Kane. I'm not wrong, right? I'm not being unintentionally mean, although that's why you listen.
You're just being accurate.
It's accurate. Who is this guy? He's Canadian, that's why. No, sorry. I like our Canadian listeners. I do not use him as a measure of you. You guys know this. But he promotes this super redheaded, curly headed dude. He's white knighting. And like, just take that vocal tone all the way up in your nose. That's how it sounds best. Says nobody ever. Maybe he doesn't sound too smart, in addition to doesn't sound too talented either.
Isn't all land on Earth native land? I mean, when you think about it. I mean, come on.
It's like when people get mad about lead. You know, it's like it comes from the earth. Oil comes from the earth. So he was, this was at the L.A. game, the game in L.A. last night. And wasn't it? Yeah, this is he. They had a banger of a day. Okay, can we, what, why is Major League Baseball, why did I see 15 tweets from the Dodgers and Major League Baseball about, oh, look, whoa, royalties here, whoa, we got royalty, guys. And I'm like, this is America. What the hell are you talking about? So I kept seeing this pop up. And you know what they're talking about, right? They're talking about that D-list suitcase girl from the game show and her whining, my eyes are too close together, ginger, spare husband. And Major League Baseball said, royalty in the front row, eyes emoji. What? Royalty. I'm like, they're not royal. Technically, they're not. Didn't they? I don't know how I know this, but they dropped the HRH, so technically, and this is America. We don't care. They're so contrived and so over the top pretentious. My favorite thing in the world that I saw all of this all over social media was when she was at Paris. She'd never been to a fashion show before, and she went to Paris Fashion Week, and she was walking out of every hotel like she was Zoolander. Like, this was her moment to shine in my oversized Balenciaga white trash bag. I just can't get it. But they both just bought those hats. And they sat there at the game. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. He doesn't know. His past activities include dressing up as a Nazi and passing out drinking on a pool table. He doesn't know. And so they're watching this game, and Major League, why the MLB account, the official account, would not stop tweeting about it. And then the Dodgers were like, hey, we got royalty here. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I'm sure that they arrive at Dodger Stadium. Now, for the people who are like, why do we even talk about these two? A, because it's hysterical. I've never seen anybody try so hard to be famous in my life, except for some people in political circles. That said, I also think that this is a Rorschach test. They're kind of a Rorschach test. Do you believe in the tradition of like courtesy and family loyalty and not being beastly to people, or do you not? I think it's very much like that. But I don't know why. I saw like a million tweets about this from Dodgers and MLB. Did they have like a deal or something? I mean, aren't these the people who are like, we want our privacy. Don't look at us. We want our privacy. And then everything that they do is like, look at us. If you don't look at us, you're racist. Something like that. I don't know. The only Royals are for Kansas City, and they're not very good. Oh, no.
That was STL right there.
Oh, no. What?
That was the STL in you.
Oh, maybe. Is that why the Dodgers lost, though, because they were there? Oh, no. Why are you so
that
mean?
Royalty thing was so, you should have commented that instead of what you did. that's more.
Yeah,
clever.
I just only just now thought of it though. Sorry. That should have been the tweet. Let's be real. Oh, and apparently they got booed. Toronto fans booed them. Yeah. So, and they wore Dodger gear. Now think about this. Toronto's playing. Now this is how tone deaf they are. Aren't they supposed to be like, I don't even think they're representatives of the Commonwealth. Canada's part of the Commonwealth. And they were dressed in Dodgers gear. And they call themselves royal, and they cling to their titles. I mean, I don't know. They cling to their titles like Swallow clung to Fang Fang. I don't know. I mean, like, think of something. It's quite easy, you know? But maybe that's why they got booed. That's just completely tone deaf. I think that's tone deaf anyway. So, I don't know. I don't know why. I'm not kidding. I saw like 15 tweets. I counted. There was like 15 tweets about them. Does anybody, who cares? And oh, they were sitting in front of Magic Johnson, and I cannot remember the other guy they were sitting in front of. And apparently everyone was like, how did they get seats? Because I guess they were given seats. How did they get seats in front of them? They were sitting in front of them. I don't know how that works, but I just would think that you would maybe get more attention with actual athletes being in the front row instead of these like grifters who sell like blood clot jam and, you know, whatever else that they white label. I don't know. I just feel like they're so representative of the left. Think about it. He's like this whining loser who wanted an allowance from his dad. He wanted to get paid by the British public, but did not want to do any of the work. Literally, that's what it was. He wanted to get money from daddy. He's like 40. He's in his 40s, for crying out loud. He wanted money from daddy, but he didn't want to work. And he wanted the British public to pay for his security, even though he didn't want to work. And then when they said no, that seems to be egregious. Then he had a tantrum, and then they went to America. And now he's our problem. I don't know. That is so representative of the left, is it not? Like, it's the same thing. Like, he's no different than the people bitching and moaning about, you know, EBT. He is no different. They wanted all of these handouts from the British public. You know, when they came here, they were expecting, and that's when Trump's like, I'm not giving you nothing. They were expecting the American public to provide their security. They were expecting that in Canada when they were up like near Toronto. That's what they were, or not Toronto, when they were, whose house were they staying at? Some Russian oligarch's house in Canada before they came here. That's true. That is so, I think that's why a lot of people have a very visceral reaction to these two, because they are representative of the worst aspects of the left, wrapped up in two completely annoying grifters. It's just amazing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill Podcast. My fur babies, ay, como me quieren. Even when I get home late or I'm too tired to play, es puro amor. And that's the kind of love I want to give right back. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition, because you're only human. Hill Science does more. Most days, my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill, or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel super guilty knowing my babies, Ryu and Pancho, are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food. I know I can't always be the perfect pet parent, but with Hill's, I'm much closer. Because science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hamas slaughters Palestinians in the street, and naturally the world responds with dead silence. Andrew Cuomo tries to convince Republicans in New York City that they need to vote for him. How short does he think their memories are? And former White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre still insists Joe Biden could have served another 4 years. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.